Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me today on the Divine Messages podcast. My name is Karina, and I am a psychic medium out of Calgary, Alberta. I have another amazing guest coming on here today. She is the former marketing director for Team Jilly, and today she is embracing her new chapter into motherhood and helping others. She has embarked on a new journey that led her to become a certified human design reader. She is inspiring, energetic, and full of positivity, and I'm so grateful that she agreed to be a guest on here. So without further ado, everyone, please help me welcome Mindy Crawford to the podcast. Hi, Mindy.
Hi, Karina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here and to chat with you today.
I'm excited that you're here too. We've known each other for, I was trying to think of when it
Oh my
was or
gosh.
How many years we've known each other. I would say five? Is that right?
Yeah.
I'm
When you
back here.
said that the other day, that blew my mind because I don't know how 5 years has flown by that fast, but I do think you're right. I think it was 5 years ago.
Like 2019, maybe in I know it was around Christmas
Yeah.
time because I had gone to Maui and
Yes.
met you there. And so we'll take everybody back in time to actually our first
Yeah.
meeting, because that is the stuff that you just can't make up. We were meant to be friends. So
I
it's
totally
funny.
agree.
So
Yeah.
I will say 2019, I guess, and I keep thinking that that's the year, but it's got to be.
I think that
And it
sounds
was
right.
right. Okay. I
Yeah.
think so. It was December, the beginning of December, and I had flown to Maui with a friend of mine, and another mutual friend of mine was actually going to be there at that same time. And I thought, oh, this is perfect. We'll be there at the same time together. And maybe I'll let you share the next part because it's kind
Yeah.
of neat, really.
Yeah, it's interesting because I remember this like it was yesterday. So I remember we were out for dinner. So I also was in Maui with a group of people, and Karina's mutual friend was with our group. And so I remember one evening we were sitting and having dinner, and she started telling us about how, you know, she was friends with you, and she didn't mention like my friend's a medium. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, like that is the coolest thing ever. How do you have a friend that is a medium? I want a friend that's a medium. And then she started mentioning how, like telling us how you had did a reading for her. And I just remember being like so enthralled with the story. I didn't want it to end. I wanted to know every little detail. And I just remember being so captivated by it. And then fast forward to the next day, she said, oh yeah, I have a friend, you know, she's here in Maui. She's going to come by and say hi. And so I remember being like, okay, that's awesome. Like, can't wait to meet her. And then I remember going inside of our place and then walking back out, and then you were coming on the beach, but I didn't know that it was you at the time. And so she mentioned, here's my friend, her name's Karina. And then it came out that you were the medium friend that she was talking about. And I remember just like, I felt like I had to pick my jaw up off of the sand because I couldn't even believe that I was standing in your presence. I felt like I was sitting in front of a celebrity. I couldn't
Oh my
even believe
gosh,
it. And
you're
I just
funny.
wanted to like, I know, I wanted to sit down and just chat with you for so long. And I wanted to know everything. And I felt like I really had to hold myself back and not ask you 10 million questions and totally bombard you. But I just felt like so like grateful that you were there and that I got to meet you. And then it was like the rest is history. We've continued to stay
Really,
in
yes.
touch. And yeah.
It was funny because that
It's so
day
cool.
when we were at the beach, all of you guys were sitting around. You guys were at the Fairmont, and it's like such a beautiful hotel. And you were on the beach in these little like chairs. And I came up with my friend, and I was talking to a few people. I think I'd gotten introduced to all of her friends. And then I looked at you and I came right up to you, and I kind of kneeled on the sand and I was talking to you. And I'm like, oh my God, this is really weird. It was almost like magnetic, and it sounds kind of
Yeah.
cheesy, but that's how it felt. And then I think we came back like the next day up to the pool cabanas and we were hanging out. And again, I looked at you and I'm like, how do I know this girl? Like, what is this? And then we went to the airport together and then said goodbye, followed each other on Instagram. And then the rest is history. I don't even know what happened
Yes.
after that. Really, I can't remember. because we've been chatting for all these years.
Yeah, honestly, I think I was actually trying to wrap my head around that too. I'm like, how did this evolve like this? And I think we, like you said, we followed each other on Instagram and then we kind of would comment on each other's stories. And then I recall I started following you on Facebook too, because on Facebook you were pulling cards. And
Yeah.
I'm all about this stuff. I love it so much. And so when I saw that you would just ask, like, if anyone needs a card, just write your name down or comment here. And so I remember being like, are you kidding me? She's just doing this. I got to get on this. So I,
Yeah.
of course, commented and I looked out for that every single time you did it. And I'd put my name in there and I remember getting the cards would be sent to me from you. And then it just kind of like evolved from there. And I felt like I was just constantly coming to you. Like anytime I hit like a roadblock and I was like, I feel like I need some cards. But the craziest thing about it is you 99.9% of the time knew that I needed a card before I even said anything.
Oh.
Like, yeah, I recall
Whoa.
specifically one day I was thinking to myself as I was like driving in my car and I feel like I was having kind of a hard day, and I just thought to myself, man, I could really use a card from Karina. I really need a card from Karina. And lo and behold, I think it was like 2 hours later, I got a message from you on Instagram and you were saying, I was just pulling cards for one of my friends and you popped into my mind. And you sent me screenshots of like five different cards. And I remember
Goodness.
opening up that message and just, I was completely shocked. But all of the cards were exactly what I needed to hear. And it just like, I was completely mind blown that that happened.
And that's, I love pulling cards for people because, first of all, they're never wrong. And sometimes I think people, we need that visual message, right? Something that we can like hang
Yes.
on to. And I love doing readings without cards because that's, I just channel. But I think visually, especially when I'm working with a friend or anything, I send a card because then it's that reminder. You get to go back and reread it and go, oh my God, that's right. Okay, this makes
Yeah.
sense. And I think at one point you came to me and asked me how to do them as well because you were so
Yes.
fascinated. I'm like, easy peasy, let's go. This is like, you
Yeah.
could do this. And then, I think you got your own decks and then you did start pulling
I
for
did.
yourself, right? And for others. And you've seen how it's always like the right message, right? It's always spot on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Love
And like
it.
I still to this day will use them, and I will just get like a little kind of nudge from myself thinking, oh man, I could really use a card. Like what would pop out if I pulled a card for myself? And it's just like you said, it's you need that visual and almost like a reminder too that yes, what you're thinking and the direction you're being pulled to makes sense because of XYZ, whatever shows up in the card. So it's just like a little bit of extra reassurance.
Yep, extra validation that
Yeah.
you're on the right path. Again, we all have intuition. We all have the insights ourselves, but our egos can get in the way and we forget to almost listen. And so then
Yes.
that's where these cards come in. Or even for myself, I have so many students and sometimes I can't see for myself. A lot of the times I can't see for myself, but I need guidance too. And so I'll reach out to the group and I'll say, hey guys, anyone have a time to pull a card? And when they pull the card for me, I'm like, yep, I knew it, every time. And I just go, but I can't hear it loud and clear, So the cards are
Yeah.
amazing tool. And I love that we have that, ability to like pull for others too, right? Friends and stuff, because we're all there for each other. That's how it has to be, because we can't always see for ourselves.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no, it's such a handy tool. And like the number of times you've pulled cards for me, like I probably couldn't even count on both hands how many times it's been, but it's always just been the perfect guidance or the perfect message. And it's always brought me some little slice of like peace,
I love
really.
that. That makes
Yeah.
so much sense. And I love that because I think, you have had a lot happen over the last 2 years. And so to have that, like, almost little path lined up in front of you with those cards and the reassurance, and your life has taken a huge turn. And I know that
Yeah.
you're a mom to this amazing,
Yes.
amazing little boy. I've watched your
Yeah.
entire journey. We've talked throughout the whole journey, and I've been a part of it in a sense, and it's just amazing. He's
Yeah.
adorable, first of all,
Oh,
and
thank you.
he's got such a bright light around his head. I'm sure you know that, but every
Oh,
time you post a
yeah.
picture, I go, oh, there he is. It's the energy that he exudes. It's It's amazing. And he's definitely chosen you to be his mom because he is that sensitive, and he's going to need you to
Yes.
almost guide him on this spiritual path. That's kind of what I'm hearing now. So that's
Oh my gosh.
amazing.
You're just giving me shivers already.
I know it's so true though. Look at it. He came in with this like purpose. I mean, we all come in with a reason of why we're here, but he's such a light being. Like he's got this, his eyes light up is what I want to say. Like, so if you
Yeah.
look at him, it's almost like you're, even if you're talking to him, he's actually comprehending what you're saying. He's that bright. Do you know what I mean? I know everybody thinks that
Yeah.
as they're, with their kids. They're like, oh, look how smart my kid is. But really, he's actually quite bright, and he's an amazing soul who's got like insight within him. So when he looks
Yeah.
at like your husband or yourself or your family, his eyes almost light up when they're talking to him. Like he really truly understands what you're saying. It's
Oh my
awesome.
gosh, that is so sweet. I can see that too. I feel like he is like a bit of an old soul, and
Yeah.
he's definitely got like that little bit of cheeky energy in him where he knows what's going on and
He really
he's just
does.
seeing. Yeah,
You
I
can't
can
put it
totally
past
see
him.
that. Yeah,
You can't
no.
put it past him. And I know your parents are absolutely thrilled every time they post pictures. They're just so proud. You know,
Oh
it's,
my gosh, yeah.
I love your parents, by the way. I follow them both, and you know, and on Instagram and stuff,
Yeah.
and I feel like I've known them forever too, which is
Well,
crazy.
I know. And actually, they were just over here last night. They spent the night, so they got their dose of bricks in too. But we are actually, it's interesting enough. So that's another part of our story is one day I dad sent me a video and he was kind of like panning over the lake, and 'cause there was this crazy fog that was just floating above. And as he was doing it, this orb kind of just flew into the video and it was kind of lingering there for a minute. And my first initial reaction was to send the video to you. I'm always just drawn to send you any video or any photo that has an orb in it.
I know, I love it.
Yeah, but this particular one, you picked up on something right away and you actually asked, like, is his dad passed? And as soon as you said that, I swear the hair on my arms just stood right up and I was like, yeah, he is. And then you mentioned, like, that's him, he's there. And then it really just like snowballed into this reading, just like a totally impromptu reading. You were messaging me on Instagram. And so you were messaging me, and I was then relaying the messages to mom and dad as they were coming through. And last night we actually, I took notes of that reading because I didn't want to forget anything.
Oh, wow,
And
that's awesome.
I brought them up on my phone last night and we went through them together again. I read them out loud and it just still shocks us to this day, everything you picked up. And you know what? You were saying things in that reading about like my dad's dad, so my grandpa, and then my mom's mom, my granny, things that I didn't even know. Because
Wow.
my grandpa passed away, I believe he was around 50 years old, but he mentioned within that reading that he could eat again. And
Oh.
yeah, and he because he really loved food, and he was so sick. And I was 5 or 6 years old when he passed away, so I wasn't really, I didn't understand what was going on. I didn't know all the details. So
Right.
when that came through, I said that to dad, and he's like, yeah, no, that makes total sense. He couldn't eat because he was so sick. And you mentioned you followed it up with he was a very much a meat and potatoes man. And he was like, that was his jam. He loved to eat, but he was an old school, like, I like my meat and potatoes and that sort of thing. So, and then you mentioned a car, and my dad understood what you meant about that. There was a certain car that my grandpa had given my dad, and my dad wanted to refinish it, and so there was like a there's history there. And then with my granny popped in too, mentioning someone's collecting, you said to me, someone's collecting spoons, and mom right away was like, yeah, I've been collecting spoons.
Oh
And
my
so these
gosh.
little things, I know, as I was going through all this, I couldn't even believe it, because what I wasn't sure about, because I didn't know all of this, my parents immediately understood. They got it. And like you could see their faces just becoming more and more just like filled with excitement and curiosity. So it was very intriguing to go through that again for them. And they're just so grateful for that too. It was just so reassuring for them to hear, because you always wonder, what happens to my loved ones, you know, when they're not here anymore? Are they okay? Do they see what's going on? Like, you always think, I wish I could share these moments with them, when in reality we are, but we just don't see it. So,
and a lot of people aren't sure of, I guess they struggle with, is it real? You know, maybe they want to believe it, but then they're so afraid to. And that's where mediums come in, to give that validation that of things that nobody could know. And and I think that that's the best part about being a medium, because I always say, when I first started this work, I was like, I do not want to be vague. I don't want to just say someone misses you, because that to me isn't the validation that people need, not want, but need. I need to be able to say, this is what they wore, this is their, you know, favorite perfume or cologne or things like that, that nobody could possibly know. Because I think we all, even myself, I'm skeptical of not necessarily the other side, but I want people to give me the validation of my loved ones that are passed. I want them to say, this is what, you know, they did, this is the house that they grew up in, or whatever it is. I need something solid, because it does leave you kind of questioning it. Like, if you, I've had some readings myself, like, you know, many years ago, where I left kind of like, was that really them? I don't know. And I left questioning it. I don't want anyone to ever question their existence if they come to me, because I told all the spirits on the other side, I will quit this, and, you know, I'll go back to retail. I loved it. So you guys better help me, or I am. I'm gonna quit. But you know, it's hard, because it's like, it does seem really weird and foreign, and it's hard to wrap our heads around that when the physical body is gone, that the soul does exist. And it's so hard to comprehend, really, isn't it? Like,
how it really is,
until you have a reading and you go, huh, okay, that's weird.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Then, like, just even me knowing, like, I know that, yes, you and I have had multiple conversations, but never once did I talk to you about my grandpa or my grandma or anything like that. So there's no way that you would have even got that information from me. And also with my grandpa passing too, it happened so long ago that, you know, a lot of this information my dad would know for sure, but it's not like you had access to that. So it's like, it's truly eye-opening. And dad also said to me, he said, he was, of course, like, skeptical of all this at first. And then all of a sudden these messages started rolling through, and all of these things that he only knew were coming up. And so I think that he's definitely believing this now. It's pretty cool.
That is really cool. I love when people go from skeptical to actually believing. And it's not that I'm out there to preach this or to be persistent to make people believe it. I just think, what a shame if they're missing out. You know, like, if your loved ones are passed, and knowing that I can have a full conversation with them, how can we almost, you know, be deprived of that? It's like, what an amazing gift I think it is that, and not that I have this, but I mean that we, all of us, can communicate with the other side through, when they try to give us all those signs and they come around through electricity and things like that. Like, a lot of people are missing it. And what a shame in my eyes, you know?
Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people do pick up on signs, but then, like you said, they question it, like, oh, I think that was a coincidence, or, you know, and then they try to, like, reason why something happened, or that's like, why something showed up. And so, yeah, exactly. This is validation then that, yes, there's little signs being dropped in front of you, and they are supposed to mean what you think they mean. So let's just stop trying to talk ourselves out of it.
That's right. Just say, thanks, I know you're here, how amazing is that? And go about our day knowing that we're not alone. And I think if everybody could do that, I think there would be a lot less depression too in the world, if we thought that, or if we understood that we aren't alone. Because that's one of the things that I went through when I had depression, was I felt so alone in the world, because nobody understood me. And I really felt like I was lost until I started opening up and talking to my spirit guides every day and knowing that my past loved ones were there and, you know, angels were surrounding me. Then I've never felt so surrounded with love in my entire life. Like I could be in a room that's completely quiet and feel like I've got so many people around me and I feel so loved and protected in that moment. And I never felt that when I was like growing up. I felt very lost and alone. And wouldn't that be such a neat thing if everybody could realize it? And then they could also go through that. And through the darkest times, like we're humans, we go through really terrible lessons. We really always have things that we signed up to go through. And through those lessons, it would be nice to feel that we aren't alone and that it's for a reason, even though the reason doesn't always make sense in the moment. But that's the human experience, right? We have to figure that out. And I think having the insight to know that there's so much around us that could be of help or comfort, why wouldn't we tap into that?
Yeah, exactly. And I know, like, for myself personally, like I said, just love everything about this. And with the pulling cards and, you know, I feel like manifestation kind of ties into a lot of this where it's like, you know, I personally will have like such a tight grip on something like, no, this is, I want this, this is how I want it to go. And I start like building the plan, but it's like, you know what, when I actually allow myself to just like figure out what it is I want and then just let go of the plan, nine times out of 10, it works out so much better than I could have even imagined. And it's like, oh my gosh, I was trying to build all of these steps and this would have taken me forever. I would have been just like, yeah. And then now it's like, okay, I just released control. And all of a sudden I went from point A to point B and here I am. How did I get here? No idea, but it happened. So I think
and
there's some
that is the
just
key to manifestation. That is it. That's the key. Let go. We can have that desire. We can have that focus, right? That goal in front of us. And we just put it all together, say exactly what we want. We feel that energy as if it's already happened. And then we open up our hands and we let go of the control and we say, okay, I let it go.
Yeah.
And we go about our lives. And that's when we start to notice all the synchronicities and you go, whoa, that's weird. And that's kind of what happened on your journey, even with how you got to human design. And I would love for you to share what human design is and how you got into that whole field and to get certified and everything around that. I would really love it if you could share with us because I'm also fascinated by that when you told me.
I know. It's really interesting because I did hear about human design years and years ago. And I remember like kind of looking into it, but then I got distracted or sidetracked or something. And then just as we were heading into the beginning of 2020, I believe, I wanted to just do something. I wanted to take some sort of schooling and I ended up signing up for a life coaching program. And I eventually like one day wanted to like do a little bit with it. I just didn't know what, but it was kind of perfect because in my job, I was managing a team. And so it really helped me just have those skills of communication and working one-on-one with certain people and asking questions and that sort of thing. And so it was valuable at that time. And then I always had this desire to do something more with it, but I just didn't know what. And I felt like I was really missing like a structure or some sort of a system. And so in my mind, I was really wanting that. And then lo and behold, this was, oh geez, a few months ago, I believe, I ended up having a phone call with someone. She was actually going to come here to drop off some skincare products. And she was calling me to talk to me about the products. And so I ended up calling her back and we started talking about that. But then all of a sudden she started talking about human design. And I honestly have no idea how that even got brought up in the conversation. It just did. And then she was just saying like how much she's been loving it and it just makes so much sense to her. And then all of a sudden something in me clicked. And I don't even know why or where it came from, but it all made sense. And I just thought to myself, oh my gosh, this is it. Like I need to do this. I need to look into this again. And so it intrigued me. And what I wanted to do immediately was look up my chart. And so in order to look up your human design chart, you need your birth date, your birthplace and your birth time. So of course I knew my birthplace, I knew my birth date, but I was missing the time. And in human design, having your time is quite important because your chart can change significantly in like a few minutes to an hour or two, or it may not change at all. So you never know what is going to change, but it's really great to have that specific time or be within like a general proximity to it. So anyway, I didn't have that time. And lo and behold, mom kept everyone's birth certificates or birth bracelets, I should say, but somehow mine was gone. And everyone has their birth time. All of my sisters, so I have three sisters, they each have their time and I don't.
Oh my goodness.
Of course.
Yes.
So I was like, you know what, while I try and figure this out, I'm just going to start learning what I can about human design. And so I started kind of diving into podcasts. I ordered a book. I started taking a course from this one lady. And then I pivoted and took a course from another lady. In the meantime, I'm still trying to get my birth time. And so I'm contacting medical records from Peace River, where I used to live. And I was going back and forth with so many people in the hospital and through doctor's offices and the health unit. And they all were kind of pointing me here, there, and everywhere. And I finally was able to send off an application to request my medical records. I also paused. I just looked over and it's 111, which is,
of course, it
so
is.
Exactly.
I love it.
I know, it's so great. And so I finally heard back from them. I got an envelope in the mail and I was so excited to open it because I was finally going to get my birth time. So I open it up and I pull out this piece of paper and it just has one line in there saying, unfortunately, we're unable to provide you with your birth time because your records have been destroyed.
What?
Yeah. I could not believe it. I could not believe it. I was so upset and I tried calling them back and I said, surely this has to be a mistake. Like, anyway, so I wasn't able to get them. And then I ended up getting in touch with getting a Vedic astrology reading. So basically what that is he was able to ask me my birthplace and my birth date and really ask me a bunch of questions about my life, about specific events in my life. And he was actually able to narrow down within like the hour of when he thinks that I was born. And so lo and behold, I was able to get a time from him. And then I was able to pull a chart and start digging into my chart, which is just so cool. So now my mom thinks that my birth bracelet might be in my baby book, which is tucked away in their storage locker. And I think that they're going to try to get everything out of there this summer. And so I'm very curious once I get my hands on my baby book and if my birth certificate's in there, how accurate.
Gosh, you got to come back on and tell everybody though when you do find it. That is fascinating. Wow.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. So cool. And right. He was just so great to talk to. And he felt pretty certain that that would be around the time. And he said, I can get within about 15 minutes of your birth time. So I'll report back if I ever find my birth bracelet.
Okay. That will be a cool episode. Yeah. Yeah. That would be really neat. Wow.
Yes. Yes. So anywho, I just continued to go down the rabbit hole, so to speak, of human design. And I got level one certified and I'm right now in level two. I'm almost done that. But I always say human design is honestly like an onion. There's so many layers to it. There's the very first few layers that basically chat about your energy type, your strategy and your authority. And so basically what human design is they call it a blueprint, so to speak. So when you're born, you're born into a certain energy. So it really mixes, it takes parts of the astrology system, the chakra system, the Kabbalah and the I Ching, and it kind of blends it all together. Mm-hmm. So they call it the human design experiment. So basically what happens is when you're born at a certain date, time, and place, and that energetically has something that like kind of just goes into you. And it's like, here's your blueprint. Here's how you're meant to use up your energy. Here's how you're meant to bring in the most aligned opportunities, make the best decisions. Here's the natural gifts you're born with. Here's how you digest information and food. Yeah, it's so detailed. But they say that if you are just beginning in human design and you want to start playing around with it, to start with your energy type. And there's five different energy types in human design. There's a manifester, a manifesting generator, a projector, and a reflector. And each of those energy types will then tell you how you best use up your energy and how your energy will flow throughout the day. And
incredible.
then it's very cool. So they say about 70% of the population will be manifesting generators and generators mixed together. So those are the most, I don't want to say popular because that's not the right word, but it's
Right.
the, yeah, it's the biggest, I guess, population of energy types, so to speak. So then you want to narrow down your energy type. For me, I'm a generator. So basically what that means is I am meant to just go, 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 go. If, and I'm truly meant to do things that light me up. That is my purpose in life, is to do the things that really excite me. I'm meant to follow that as a generator. We're really, like, as generators, supposed to explore our desires and fulfill them. And we're just here to be creative powerhouses. And we're, I always say that as a generator, when we go to sleep, it's almost like we plug ourselves into the wall to charge up at night. And when we wake up in the morning, we have a certain battery pack. And that battery life may last, we may have enough for 4 hours that day, or we may have 12 hours. It's not that we have endless energy. It's like we've got that battery pack that we just, that will sustain us for that day. And as generators, we're meant to completely drain that battery by the end of the night. So when your head hits the pillow, if you've spent your day in alignment and how you're meant to as a generator, you're going to feel exhausted, but satisfied. You're going to feel like you're ready for bed and you'll have a really restful sleep. Whereas if you don't use up all that energy, so say if you had a day where it was kind of filled with things that you were really looking forward to and you were kind of dreading, but you did them anyway because you knew that you had to do them and you didn't really like feel satisfied in the day. Or maybe you wanted to get out for a walk, but it was raining, so you weren't able to like get outside and move your body. When you go to bed at night, you're going to feel restless and you're going to be tossing and turning. You're not going to have a good sleep. And then you're going to wake up in the morning kind of feeling like, oh, what the heck? Like, why did I not sleep well? And it's truly because you did not use up your battery.
Oh
it's
my
very
gosh.
interesting.
Yes.
It's so cool. And that's really only one of the energy types. And I'm just like skimming the surface here. So it's really
Totally.
important for generators. That's why it's so important to do the things that light you up and to really make sure that you are following those little nudges. So if you're like, you know what, I need to get outside, I need to go for a walk, that's what you should do because you need to burn up that energy. So they say if you are feeling restless at night, to do whatever it is you need to do to deplete that battery. Yeah. So that's kind of totally. And as I was hearing that, I was like, oh my gosh, this makes total sense for me, because if I don't get out for a walk or like get some fresh air or whatnot, Jason, my partner, is so funny. He always calls him, he says, I feel like you've got those fuzzies in your head. Like he can tell that something's off, that I need something, that I'm just like a little bit antsy. And then he's like, he always says to me, I feel like you need to go for a walk. You need to get out of the house. And he's exactly right. That's exactly what I need to do. And as soon as I do that, I come back and I feel so much better, because that's a part of my battery that needed to be spent. So
Wow. I love
it's
it.
Very,
It makes so
very
much sense to
cool.
me. I'm sitting here going, oh my
Right?
God, yes, light bulbs are
Oh
going off
my
my head.
gosh. Totally. And yeah, so it's just very cool, because as I learned that about myself being a generator, all of this made sense to me. And I really understood, like, okay, that makes sense. I would toss and turn if I spent my day doing things I didn't really want to do, or like had to check off the list of to-dos. And then, but then on the flip side, when I really was doing things that got me excited, if I was meeting up with a friend, or if I went for like a big snowshoe and I was all sweaty and we had like a nice lunch, like I felt so good at the end of the day where I was exhausted and I wanted to sleep and I had the best sleep. So I really almost have to now look back and take inventory of, okay, what made that day and that sleep so great? Well, it was because I did X, Y, Z. And on the flip side, if I have a really poor sleep, it's the same thing. Take inventory. What was it that I did or didn't do that made me feel that way? And how can I correct this the next day? So I'm not making, and I wouldn't say the same mistakes, but just like, how can I properly use my energy where I'm feeling really energized and like I'm spending it appropriately.
And feeling fulfilled,
so it's
I
really
suppose.
Neat. Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, each energy type is completely different. Their energy totally differs between energy types. Some energy types, like Brixen, for example, my son is a manifester. And so he has like his energy, if he's really excited about something, his energy is going to go like up to 200%. And he's going to be creating and just like building all this stuff. And then next thing you know, he's going to ship that project off because he's not meant to like take the project and do like the work in between. He's just meant to like come up with these big ideas and kind of get the ball rolling, initiate stuff, and then pass it over. And then after he's done, his energy level is going to drop way down. And it's important that he recognizes that and acknowledges that so he can actually take a step back and like give himself the grace to just take a moment. And because if he does, if he allows himself to recharge, then it's going to give him that next burst. That's where all of his ideas are going to start kind of bubbling up again. So his energy is completely different than mine. And I think it's very interesting as a parent,
yes,
learning that about your children.
This is really going to help you in his future, like in him.
Oh, of
like,
course.
So lucky. Yeah.
Yes. And as a manifestor, like he is meant to just kind of forge his own path. And they always say like, if he was a conductor of a train, he's not going to be standing in the crowd being like, okay, where does everyone want to go today? And like trying to figure out, because if he did that, no one's going to get anywhere. Everyone's going to be putting in all the cities that they want to go to. And then you're just going to be standing there. He is going to go up there and be like, we're heading to
this
Alberta.
way.
Who's
Yeah.
coming?
I love it.
Yes.
Manifestor.
Yeah.
Okay. What
Yeah.
about your husband?
Oh, he's a generator as well. He's the same
Ooh.
As me. But it's really interesting because it really then filters down. And I feel like a lot of people, so everyone, of course, wants to feel unique. And so I feel like sometimes when I say to people, oh, you are a generator, everyone, you can tell that some people are like, oh, really? Like I'm part of like everyone's generator. 70% of people are generators or manifesting generators. And you can tell that they almost feel like, oh, well, that's kind of too bad because I'm kind of like everyone else. But that's the complete opposite. It's like, yes, you have got similar energy types as other people, but there's so many other layers to your chart where you've got different gifts than people. You have different channels. So you've got different like energy centers in your body that are lit up. So even though you've got the same energy type as someone, it's so much deeper than that.
Yeah, I can
So
see
it
that.
really like there's no point of getting hung up on, oh my gosh, I'm like everyone else. I'm like 70% of the other people in the world, because that's just the surface. That's just your energy, which is so important to remember. And then there's things like strategy. So that's how you call in your, or you have, sorry, how opportunities come to you, how you attract opportunities. And as a generator, mine is to respond. And basically what that means is I am meant to respond to my surroundings. So I'm not supposed to be like my son. I'm not supposed to initiate ideas and just come up with ideas out of thin air. He's supposed to do that. Not me. I'm supposed to pay attention to my surroundings. So I could be in the car one day listening to a podcast, or for example, how human design came to me. I was on a phone call with someone and they brought it up and it lit up my gut immediately. And that's how ideas are supposed to come to me. So it could be something like reading a book, having a phone call with a friend, walking into a store and seeing a sign. And those are all going to be like little kind of opportunities that are being dropped in front of me. And basically what I'm supposed to do is tune into my gut and see what opportunities my gut is reacting to. If something is making me really excited and my gut's making me like, oh my gosh, like this feels so good, that's a really great sign that I need to move down that path. On the flip side, if something is dropped in front of me and I'm like, oh, I don't really know about that, that's a sign that I'm not meant to go that route.
Right.
So yeah. And then authority is how I'm supposed to make my most aligned decisions. And that truly is from my gut. I am meant to make a decision instantaneously. My gut's going to know whether or not I want something. And what's interesting about people, so it's called sacral when you have that. Your sacral,
okay.
It's coming from your gut. What's interesting about that is we're not meant to make decisions from our minds. We get so in our head about things, and that's when we really start to pull ourselves out of our body and really start overanalyzing, overthinking, pulling things apart, and then we almost convince ourselves out of something. So
Yes.
when you come up with me, like that's happened to me multiple times where my gut tells me something right away. And initially I'm like, oh, okay, this is a great thing. And then all of a sudden my mind's like, is it though? I don't know about that. And then I kind of draw back from it. And they always say, if you recognize that you're in your mind, it's a really good sign that you pulled out of your gut and you need to come back to your gut.
That is
What did your
very
gut tell you?
true. Similar to what I teach about being in an ego space. The ego space is the mind, right? Your own thoughts, where the gut feeling is the guidance of the universe.
That's
a way to look
absolutely.
at it.
And there's totally. And depending on everything that's going on in your chart, you might have a different way that you're meant to make decisions. Like, for example, Brixen is meant to, he'll have that little gut reaction, but he's actually meant to pull back and sleep on it and then come back to it. So it really depends on everything that's moving through your chart. If you're an emotional person in your chart, so there's emotional and non-emotional. Emotional people, if they make a decision right now, so say if you're feeling really, really happy and someone comes up to you and they're like, do you want to do this podcast? And they're like, yeah, totally, because they're feeling so energized and so happy. And then and all of a sudden the next day, they're like, oh, you know what? I actually don't have time. Like, why did I say yes to that? I shouldn't have said yes to that. But it's because they made a decision when they're feeling that really high. Or on the flip side, if they're feeling that really low and they're just not energized, they just like don't feel like getting, like saying yes to anything else. And someone comes up to them, hey, do you want to do this podcast? They're like, no, I don't want to do that podcast. And then they look back on it later and they're same thing. Why did I say no? I would have
Shouldn't
loved to
have
have done
thought about
that.
it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So they're meant to really like ride that wave of emotion and then wait until they're in a cool, calm, and collected state to think about, okay, now that I'm here and I'm in a neutral state, what do I want to do? And so then they can make the most aligned decision for themselves. And they say that if you are in that cool, calm, and collected state and you've got your mind made up of what you want to do, it's always a good idea to check back and what did your gut initially tell you and see how they line up. And the best decisions are when they work together, where your gut was like, heck yeah, I want to do that. And then when you've had some time to really sit and think about it, and you've made that decision from a cool, calm, and collected state, if they both line up and it's still a yes, that's a really excellent decision that you've just made.
Wow. I even you just, you know, chatting about this and explaining it to everybody. And even to me, I'm sitting here going, well, now I want my chart done. I really want you to do mine. Cause I'm like, oh, everything that you're saying is hitting home for me too. Some of the things that you're explaining, I'm like, oh my God, I have to do that at the end of my day. And it would be fascinating. And I think I actually did hear about human design from a client of mine, and that might've been about a year or two ago. And I know she tried to kind of explain it to me, but I was also in a session with her doing her reading. So I'm like, I don't want to take time on that. So I kind of had an understanding to a degree, I suppose, but what you just explained makes so much sense to me. And I feel like I have a way better understanding of it now. And I think it's incredible that you've decided to go on this path, because even listening to you, I can hear that desire in your voice to teach others about this and to help them along their
Yeah.
paths and to choose their paths wisely and to know how to do that. That's what I hear
Yeah.
from you. And I think it's incredible. And it gets me excited because I'm like, oh my God, like this is something that I don't know anything about. I just talk to dead people all day, you know? And to, funny, but to really, like, this is something that is, you know, your destiny, your path, what you're designed and meant to do. And I think by sharing that and teaching people this, you're going to give them so many gifts to get to where they need to be without that. Like you said, making poor choices. And I mean, we're all going to make poor choices and go
Oh,
against
yeah.
that. But to have the tools to make those right decisions through human design would be incredible.
Absolutely. It's just like we were saying about the cards. It's almost like another sense of reassurance of like, oh, yeah, okay, I thought I did that for a reason. That makes total sense. So, yeah, it's just really fascinating to be able to just bring this to people and give them a little, like, almost bring them back home where. They say that this human design, it all kind of, this is how you were born. This is kind of the blueprint, so to speak, that you were given before you were exposed to all of the conditioning of the world, all of people's opinions, because those start to really change us and, you know, maybe shift our path a little bit more. So it's almost like bringing it back, stripping it down, and like really just. It's about learning, yes, but it's also about unlearning all of the stuff that you learned along the way. So let's just like erase that chalkboard and bring it back to that blank slate of this is who I am to my core.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really
As you're
cool.
saying all of this stuff, I'm like visually seeing, and I know this is going to sound really weird, but I kept seeing flashes of you with actually a microphone on a huge stage for some reason. And I just kept seeing you like teach this to others. Like that's all I'm seeing right now. And
Oh
it's
my
so
gosh.
strong. Like I can't get over it. I was just like, you're sitting there talking and I'm like, Like I think your guides are like, this is what we were talking about this whole time when we were trying to get her attention. This is your path. You do have that wisdom within you and you're unlocking it. And all of a sudden, everything's starting to make sense to you in your life, right? Like, correct me if I'm wrong. Like, it's almost like you've awakened to a degree of understanding of, oh my God, this is it. This is my purpose.
Yeah, totally. It was honestly that phone call that I went through. It just like hit me all of a sudden. This is what you need to do. And I've been searching for so long, like, okay, what is it? Like, I feel like I want to, like, you know, learn something new. What could that be? What could that be? And I'm trying to, like, just force the ideas upon myself when re in reality, I just had to let go of the control once again and open my awareness to my surroundings because. Again, if I'm so hyper focused on this is what I want to do, here's where I want to go, I'm going to miss all the signs and the opportunities that are presented to me. I'm just going to overlook them. So it was really when I allowed myself to just like be in the moment of what I was doing, of being a mom, that the conversation kind of just came to me. And it was like, here's your sign. Thankfully, you have quieted your mind and allowed us to show you what it is that we want to point you towards.
And this is where you're headed, and like just hang on for the ride. Pretty
Exactly.
neat.
Yeah. It's very cool.
I have a question for you. So, how
Yeah.
does it look for a client, say, to come to you? Like, what does it look like? Is it a session? Is it a one-time session, an hour? Is it a program that you create? Or how does that work in case anybody's wondering if they would like to do that with you? What would that entail?
Yeah, I mean, right now, like I would love to be level 3 certified before I really did like any big readings. But what I've been doing right now, just because I feel like it really helps me learn, is I've been doing little readings for people, obviously with like not charging anyone right now, but I just like love to be able to really look into someone's chart, especially if they come to me and they ask, like, hey, would you mind looking at mine and like letting me know? Because it really allows me to look at people's different energy types because I was so hyper focused on mine, right? And Brixen's, of course, where if another energy type came to me, like a projector, I would it makes the information stick to me a little bit more than me just like reading it, because I have to then reiterate it to someone, like tell them about their chart. And if they have questions, I have to answer those. So right now I'm just kind of going through and doing these readings as they come to me. But my goal would be, once I'm level 3 certified, I would love to be able to put readings out there and just like, and I would probably do, because it's so detailed and there's so much to it, I would totally be able to do one reading to kind of kick people off. So it'd be one session, probably an hour long, and I would just really dive into energy type, strategy, and authority. And they say that those three things are the most, one of the most important to just kind of get you going in and start experimenting with human design. If you were to follow those three things, then everything else in your chart's just naturally going to fall into place. But then also, if people want to go deeper and they want to go into their natural gifts and they want to talk about, there's even a thing in human design called a profile. And what that is it basically explains your personality. And there's two numbers in that profile. The first number is how you see yourself. The second number is how others see you. And then the two are kind of married. So how do these two come together to create your personality, your profile? So I think that it'd be interesting for those people who want to go deeper. I would probably have another hour session with them. And so, and then there's, you could go even deeper into it. So I'd probably just do the hour long sessions, start off with kind of the basics, so to speak, just to get the ball rolling. Some people might be totally fine to just go that route and stop there, but I'm totally willing to go deeper with people if that's what they're into. So I'm hoping maybe in the summertime, I'll be able to start really exploring that more.
I think that's going to be exciting, and I'm definitely in. Like, if you ever want practice or anything, you
Oh,
want to work
for
with me,
sure.
I'd
I'm
like you
definitely going
to,
to do your reading.
I'd love that, because I've been fascinated since she told me, but I almost put it away somewhere. Just, I have a very busy life, and then this came up with you, and I went, oh my God, I know what that is, and sort of know what that is. And then I was like, ooh, I even said to you, I would really like that, and I do have to find out my birth time as well, which
Yes.
I'm working on right now. But it's interesting
Good.
that you're doing this kind of work, because it all coincides with who you are as a spiritual healer. Like, there's so many layers to that too. And if you're incorporating your guides and your angels and everything as you're using cards, like, oracle cards and things like that, as well as doing the human design, I'm like, wow, you have no idea where you're headed. I've always said to you, I'm like, hey, just trust me. I can't tell you how I know this, but I see it in your future. I see really, really big things. And again, I say that to people when I see it. I don't just throw that out there. I really let people
Right.
trust it, because those are the visuals that I'm getting. And
Yeah.
I think you're just about to embark on a really incredible journey, and I get to be a part of that. So it's exciting for me to
Oh,
witness and watch,
yes.
because I think you've got a lot of people to help, and you've got that natural calm feeling to you where it feels safe to be in your energy. I know that's kind of what I felt the first day that I met you. I sat there and there were so many people around us, and I just ended up talking to you mostly the whole time. I was like, why am I so drawn to her? But it
Yeah.
all makes sense, because you have that calming, beautiful energy that needs to be shared. And I think you have a lot
Aww.
to offer to a lot of people to get them to where they need to be, because especially when we're on our path and we're not that we're lost per se, but when we feel like we're just, like you said, you weren't knowing which direction to go and you're trying to control it. And I've done that so many times myself. And then all of a sudden we let go of control and everything falls into place, the synchronicities you can't deny. And then all of a sudden here you are doing this. And I just think if you, again, keep doing the work and you let go again, you just wait. Mark my words.
Yes.
I know what I see.
Yeah.
Pretty sure I
Well,
saw it
that's
the first
very
time.
exciting.
Yeah, right. But
It's
that's what you would
exciting for me to
like,
hear.
because you really
Yeah.
want to help people, and it's not about ego or trying to prove something. You just genuinely care to get people on their right path.
Yes, I honestly get so excited. Like I've been, so when I've been reading people's charts, I mainly do it on Instagram and I'll send them so many voice notes. I feel bad because they go into their Instagram messages and they've got like 30
That's
voice notes for
awesome. Who
me.
wouldn't want
Yeah,
that?
But it's so like, it's just so satisfying to me when I get a voice note back and they are like, yes, this makes so much sense. I've actually heard people say a couple of times now, I've never felt more seen than right now.
Wow. Oh, that's
And it's
powerful.
right. And it's interesting because it's like, you just like, it's just reminding people of who they are without all of the other stuff that, you know, people tell them they are, or what they can and can't be. And so it's just like, they know what's in them. It's just a matter of reminding them or giving
That.
them that
Yeah.
like reassurance that yes, that's there. So it's really cool. That just like, it energizes me. So of course, me being that generator, I'm all lit up and then I've got all this energy and I'm just like, oh, what else can I do?
I want to do this, this, and this. And I
Yeah.
actually have felt it ever since you decided that this was the path that you were going to go on. I actually saw it like almost illuminate inside of you. It's like an excitement that made sense. Because I know you've been
Yeah.
trying to say, you've said to me a few times, I would love to help people. I want to do this or that, but you weren't sure what that was exactly. And some of the things that had been maybe even popped into your mind, like Reiki or certain things like that, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
We all have our path. And then as soon as you told me about human design, I could just feel it from you. I could feel how
Yes.
excited you were and how that to me showed me that that was your purpose because of the
Absolutely.
energy I got from you when you talked about it. And we've talked
Yes.
about all kinds of other stuff. And I mean,
Oh,
that just,
yeah.
and there's been ideas, but nothing like this, nothing like this knowing, maybe that's the best way I can say it. It was a knowing, this is who you are and this is what you need to do. And how exciting is that to find your purpose? Like, it's incredible. And think of how many people
It's
you can
so
show that
exciting.
to, right? And
Yeah.
lead them to theirs. That's what you're
Exactly.
healer. I love it.
I know, I'm so excited. So excited. It was like the system and the foundation I've always been searching for.
I think so. And all of a sudden, it's like that one conversation, because you did tell me right after that conversation, you're like, Karina, the craziest thing happened and
Yeah.
this. And I said, but that's when you know. And you had said, you let go of the control. You've said, whatever's to happen, okay, guide me there. And it kind of all fell into your lap, really.
Yes.
And then not only did
Yes.
it fall into your lap, you went into it with a passion that, like no other. Right? Correct?
Yeah.
You can't put the books down, like you're just in it. And
Oh,
when
yeah.
that's when you know you're in your purpose, because it's not work. It is, I don't even know if I could describe it, like a sense of knowing and a comfort of a puzzle piece that just got put back together and you
That's
feel
exactly
whole.
it. Exactly. No, it feels so good. And I'm so excited to learn more and just absorb it all and be able to pass it on to others. That's just truly what I'm most excited about
And
and
you
feel
will.
confident doing it. And like,
Oh yeah.
yeah.
But you're destined to do that, right? So
Yeah.
when you have that purpose, all of it is effortless. All of it.
Yeah. Oh, I love that so much.
I do too. And how does your husband feel about you taking this path? Because you know, I know that I had Nick, my husband, on the 100th episode, and I had him discuss what it was like for me to open up and all of a sudden not go back to my job that I once had. And I started doing this kind of work, and to hear his perspective on it, like it was, I think it was really weird to him in the beginning. It was foreign. He wasn't used to it. And it kind of threw him off a little bit. But then obviously everything unfolded and he loves what I do and is really proud of it. So how does Jason feel about you embarking on something that is definitely different than the job that you
Oh,
once
yeah.
had?
I actually asked him, I said, how do you feel about me going down this human design path? And he said to me, whatever like lights you up and you're excited about, you should do. And so he is the type of person where he just rolls with whatever I'm like looking into. He doesn't necessarily understand a lot of it. Like, he's not the type of person who would look up his, you know, human design chart. Like, I'm the one being like, okay, so what time are you born? And he just looks at me like, what are you doing now? And
I love it.
so I'm the one like telling him about everything, but he honestly is the most supportive. happy if I'm doing something that I'm just really excited about. And he's just super encouraging. And honestly, if it wasn't for him kind of pushing me to really keep exploring it, I may have not gone down as far as I went, because, you know, you always want to make sure, like, oh, does this make sense to others? Like, should I be doing this? And, you know, the mind starts taking over. And so it was just like that extra nudge that I needed. So I'm really grateful for him and his support, even though sometimes I know that I confuse him and he's just like, oh my gosh,
that's like Nick,
what's
like,
happening now?
Okay, you do you. I don't get it exactly, but I love you and I'll support you, you know. And again, not always do they have to understand. We just have to do us and like be true to ourselves. And I think that is also helping them to be true to themselves, right? So
yes,
I think we're doing it right in that sense, as long as
I
they're
think
not,
so.
you know, thinking that we've lost our minds and all of a sudden we're embarking on this crazy journey that doesn't make sense. It does make sense and it does light you up, and as does my work, right? Like, I love what I do. And I just said this to someone the other day. I've been in this work for over 10 years and I don't know who I would be today or where I would be if I didn't follow my soul's passion. Like, this to me is everything. Helping others really just saves me in so many ways. I could go on and on about that, but I'm grateful to have the opportunity to have people trust me the way that they do, to come to me for guidance, and to have the support from my husband as well, right? To have him at least understand it to a degree that he really has now guided people to me as well. That's huge for me. We're on the same path together. And I think if we had, you know, if even if he was just like, okay, you go do you, like say Jason was like that, okay, you go do you, but like really disconnected from it, I think it would be much harder to manifest things together, because I think we have to do that as a team. We manifest
I totally
together.
Agree. Yeah, I'm just taking him along for the ride.
Well, and that's amazing. And I've obviously never met him, but I've, you know, I know quite a bit about him through you and through obviously following you. He just seems to have a very calm understanding. Like, I don't
He
know how to
does.
explain this. He reminds me of someone who's very grounded and
Yes.
knows what he wants. He's very clear about it and he just does it.
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head there. And
Is
then
that
it's
him?
me coming into his life, shaking things up for him. Yeah, it very much is.
That's awesome. How long have you been together again?
Oh my gosh, it's 6 years. Is it 6 years this year? I think so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, if my
Wow.
math is correct. I'm terrible at math.
Oh,
so
am I. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Why we're friends, just kidding. But
exactly.
I think it's neat. I mean, even if it's such a, you know, like, actually it is true. Wait a second. Because when we met, I remember you telling me about him and you had been together for like a
Yes.
year or something at that point.
That's correct. Because we, so yeah,
Oh,
you and I would have met in 2019 because we met, Jason and I, in 2018.
Okay. So then
The
that,
math is mathin'.
it's coming around now and this is making sense. And
it is.
And now I have a question for you. And
yeah.
I just, I'm curious, I, because of how I met you and through all of that team, we were on the beach with Team Jilly. Like, that was
yes.
the whole crowd that we were hanging out with that day. And that trip, I should say. And how do you feel about almost changing that path? Like, do you feel that, you know, there's a little bit of guilt there for not going back? Or do you feel like you're just, this is your puzzle piece and you have to follow it and you're very understanding of it?
Yeah, I mean, I am so hard on myself in that sense where I want to make like everyone happy. I want to, you know, I was caught kind of between a rock and a hard place because I wanted to be able to give my full for the team. And they were so receptive of everything, of me taking as much time, of me coming back in whatever capacity I needed. They were so great. But then it was just like, I had little bricks in here with me. And like my mom heart was just like, oh, I couldn't even picture leaving him, you know, like I really had to sit and think about, you know, having him in daycare. And I know at obviously some point he will be going to some daycare or whatnot, but I just wasn't ready at that point. And I knew that if I wasn't able to give all of me, it'd be very hard on me. And then I feel like I would feel personally, not because anyone was putting this on me, but I know that I would put too much pressure on myself to like do all the things for everyone. And so I just knew that it was okay. It's time for me to step into my role as a mom. And it's a different chapter. And I think that I'm at peace with that now. Of course, I was so nervous to really make that decision because it's such a hard decision.
Yeah, you were so
I was
great
so
at
worried.
It too.
Yeah, and it's just like there that it's really hard to, I wouldn't say that the chapter is closed, so to speak, but it's just like it's hard to release that because of all of the memories of all of the things that we created together. And it's just like there's just so many memories that I look back on and I think, wow, like I can't believe that I was able to be a part of that. So it's just like it's bittersweet where it's like saying goodbye to that chapter, but then also knowing that now you've got like I've got this little guy looking up to me, you know, wanting me there. And so it's just a matter of like stepping into it. And there's things that I had to let go of in order to allow myself to be there with him wholeheartedly. And so I feel like good with it now, but it took a bit for me to get there and to feel really okay, because it's almost like when you become a mom, like the best way that I could describe it through my journey, of course, is when I was on maternity leave, because up until that point, I was so invested in my career and, you know, it felt weird not to have emails coming in. And I felt like I wanted to know what was going on. I kind of had the itch, like what's happening over there? That it was almost like I was stripped down to the basics again, where it's like, oh my gosh, okay. So I'm a mom now. What are my passions? And like, what do I like to do? How do I fill my day? You know, like what happens when he naps? So I had to almost like figure out who I was again and really tap into that. And when I think I started tapping into it, I started really kind of figuring myself out. And it's like, okay, I do like doing this, or I'm like being called to do this and I want to explore this. And so it was almost just like unbuttoning myself and then buttoning myself back up. So yeah. It's been quite the process. There's been like lots of emotions throughout of it.
I'm so sure. I mean, you were with them for how many years? Quite a few, wasn't it?
Seven.
Seven. That's a long time. And, you know, I think when we're so used to doing something and we love what we do, and then all of a sudden, you know, yes, we become moms. And all of a sudden we have these little beings that are requiring all of our attention at, you know, 24/7, especially in the beginning. I think it's hard for a lot of us. You know, I went through this myself. The guilt of not going back to what I was once doing was kind of overwhelming. I felt like I was letting people down, and I loved my career and my job prior to having my kids. And I felt, and I had an amazing boss. She owned the company and she was so good to me. And I felt so guilty leaving her behind. And it was a very difficult conversation because I loved her that much. She was so good to me. And I, you know, that's hard to find. And so I know you've experienced that as well. And it's like, oh, what do I do? You know?
Oh, totally.
But ultimately we have to follow our soul's journey, and we evolve and we move forward, and we have to just keep going. And I think once we get into that soul purpose, it really does feel right. And then I think the people around us that love us understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's just like stumbling along and figuring things out as it pops up in front of us is like the best way I can describe it. That's how it feels right now. You know, figuring it out as you go.
I'm still figuring it out every day.
Oh
you
my
know,
gosh.
Every day is a new venture. I just go, I don't know. I'm just going to wake up. And I think the key to everything, though, is to wake up with purpose. What can I do today that brings me joy? And by helping others, and I know you're like this as well. When you do help somebody or get them on their path or guide them that way, at least to help them do that, there's no better feeling in the world. It's very fulfilling. And I think that that is important because that helps us to really feel like we're in the zone. We are fulfilling what we came here to fulfill, our soul's
I
mission.
cannot agree more. I cannot agree more. It's honestly the best feeling in the world.
Well, I'm so happy for you. I feel like you're going to start having everything unfold around you just effortlessly as it has been. And I think that when you stay on this path as you are, like by doing the third level, and you said by summer, I think everything's just lining up. And all of a sudden, it's going to be, well, can you help my friend? And can you help my friend? And can you help my friend? And that's kind of what happened to me in the beginning when I started this. And I just loved what I did so much that I think people felt that, hopefully. And they started to at least trust what I was channeling out. And I think you're going to do the same. And I'm excited. I just really am excited for you. I can't wait to see where you're headed.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to see what happens too. And like, just thank you so much for A, seeing that vision and sharing that with me. I mean, that is just so incredible to hear coming from you, and just like allowing me to
Too.
share my little piece of my journey so far. It's just been so nice to just get it out there and share a little bit of human design with you. And like, I need you to send me all of your information so I can start digging into your chart and pay back you a little bit of everything, all the cards that you've pulled
No, you
for
don't need to
me
pay me
through
back. I'm just fascinated by
the
the work. Like, no, but I will send you information
journey.
because for me, I'm like, oh my God, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. And I'm
Yes.
sure all the listeners out there are going to be feeling the same way. Oh my God, Mindy, tell me more because we want to know. So don't be surprised if you just start getting all these people that are like, I need you to tell me who I am, because again, I can't see for myself. And so, none of us can. So to have someone that can give us that information, of course we're going to hang on to that and come knocking on your door.
Yes, please
So
do,
exciting.
honestly.
I really want to thank you so much for coming on here, not only sharing your journey, but sharing what human design is. I'm fascinated by it. I'm sure all the listeners will be as well. And I can't wait for everyone else to follow you and watch your journey unfold around all of us. And I can't wait. I'm excited for my chart. I want to know what I can do. Because again, like some of the stuff you were saying, I'm like, oh my God, I think that might be me. But it'll be fascinating once I get that timestamp and all the information to you to really have you look at everything. And then we go from there and we bring you back on the podcast and you could share with everybody. I'm very open. So I would love to share what you pick up on and what you get. Okay.
Absolutely. I am so into that. Let's do it.
Amazing. Okay, I want to thank you all so much for joining us today on the Divine Messages podcast. And Mindy, thank you for coming on here and really just being so open and opening up our eyes really to what human design is. I think that's incredible. It's exciting, and I can't wait to be a part of it in the future with you and see where you're headed.
Oh, thank you so much, Karina. Thank you for having me. It was so nice to chat with you. I mean, we could go on and on, but
We
we'll
really
stop
could.
there. Thank you so to be continued. Let's say that.
Done. I love it. If you would like to learn more about Mindy and her sessions of human design, you can follow her on Instagram at Mindy A. Crawford. And that is MindyACrawford. And if you would like to book a reading with me, I can be reached at www.divinemessages.ca or on Instagram at divinemessages333 or at the Divine Messages Podcast. Please bear in mind that the perspectives and opinions represented in this podcast are based solely on the Divine Messages interpretations. We can in no way be held responsible for the actions of our followers.